And so we say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's move to lighting of the candles.
But let's not miss the central part of the story. The reading today is from Luke 2, 1 to 20, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This reading is from God's Word.
Please. Now, I think that many of you watch the TV series Call the Midwife. Yes? Who watches Call the Midwife? Lots of you. Yeah. In the last words of the Christmas episode, there are these words. "For every year, the mystery unfolds itself anew." For every year, the mystery of Christmas unfolds itself anew. The Christmas story is the same every year, isn't it? Mary, Joseph, Bethlehem, shepherds, star, wise men, gifts. You know it well. You probably even... were in a nativity play when you were in kinder or Sunday school. Who was in a nativity play? Hands up, come on, own up. All in, yes. Who was a Mary?
Donkey.
Who was, you were a donkey. Right, okay, enough said. It's the same story every year, except that every year the mystery unfolds itself anew. So what's the mystery unfolding itself anew unto us this Christmas season? On Sunday, I shared some reflections with what happened in Martin Place in Sydney and the tragic loss of life there and the trauma. And this past week, you've probably heard this hashtag, "I'll ride with you." Now, that hashtag, since the Martin Place siege, has gone viral. Within 2 hours of it first being tweeted, it was tweeted 40,000 times. Within 40 hours, it was up to 150,000 times, and it's kept growing ever since. So what happened was, in the hours following the siege in Sydney, A Muslim woman was riding in a train and she was observed to take off her hijab. And a young Brisbane woman observed this, and at the train station she ran up to her and said, "Put it back on, I'll walk with you." And the woman started to cry, hugged her, and then walked on alone. And the Sydney journalist heard this story and it moved her significantly. Then she tweeted this: "If you regularly take the 373 bus by way of Coogee Martin Place, wear religious attire and don't feel safe alone, I'll ride with you." And it's gone viral around the world in this past week. Why? Because it's people connecting with people. Is not this then the message for Christmas Day? Is not that the message for Christmas Day? I'll ride with you. In Matthew's account, it says, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us, God riding with us. So the Christmas story tells us that we are not meant to journey through this world alone. And in the announcement of God journeying comes this word, to not be afraid. "Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And here's another text that's set for today. "The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being." You want to know what God is like? Then look at Jesus. That's what it's saying. Now I want to tell you a story for today, a story for Christmas Day. How do we get our heads around the essence of Christmas, the meaning of Christmas? We have all the elements of the story, but how do we get our heads around the incarnation when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us? Do you remember the story which was then made into a movie, Gorillas in the Mist? Remember that movie, Gorillas in the Mist? It starred Sigourney Weaver, who played Diane Fossey. Now, inspired by famed naturalist Louis Leakey, Diane Fossey went into the heart of Africa, to the Congo and to Rwanda in the 1960s to study the mountain gorillas and save them from extinction. The poachers were killing the gorillas for their skins. And she went amongst the gorillas and tried to win their trust, but she couldn't. She couldn't win their trust. She wanted to seek to understand them. How was she going to get close to the gorillas that they might trust her, that she might study them, but also rescue them from those who would do them harm? She realised that the only way would be for her to become like them in order to get close to them. And so what she did was she mimicked their actions, their grunting sounds, their submissive behaviour. She mimicked their diet. I want to show you a clip from the movie where she makes the connection. She had to become as a gorilla. She had to dwell amongst them, not threatening them, but coming amongst them in humility. And she stretched out her hand. And then that amazing moment when the gorilla reached out and touched her hand. Connection. A thought for Christmas Day. Think of Jesus as the one who came into our midst, maybe into our mist, to our mountain, not with threats, but in humility. And then he reached out his hand that we might in turn stretch out our hands and place our hands in his hand. Connection. Christmas tells us that open to us is this amazing connection. As a postscript to this story, Diane Fossey was found mysteriously murdered on Boxing Day 1985. The one who had given her life to dwell amongst the gorillas to protect them gave her life for them. She was probably murdered by poachers who wanted to kill the gorillas for their skins. She was buried in the site that she had constructed herself for her deceased gorilla friends. And she was buried next to Digit, her favourite gorilla, who had been killed by poachers. To use this story as an analogy for Christmas Day, think of Jesus as God's hand reaching out to us. And of course, the one who came to live amongst us was murdered, gave his life for us. So the message of Christmas Day, think of Jesus as God's hand stretched out to us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Connection. Let's pray. Lord, today as we celebrate on this Christmas Day and as our hearts ponder, what's the deepest significance? Connection. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Lord, may that very dramatic moment in that movie of the connection of the hands just may it just keep visiting our minds across this day as we ponder this as an analogy for Christmas Day. Christmas, God reaching out his hand in the person of Jesus to connect with us. And so we pray. Amen. We're going to sing Hark the Herald.